Welcome to our pre-show. Yesterday we had a real fucking technical bullshit thing that happened here. Man, I couldn't figure this shit out for love or money, but best way I can describe it is that we had a problem with Audacity, which is our record, you know, program we use. We could use a better one, but we don't give a fuck, you know, it's good enough. And we had some kind of a problem with the where it was saving files. We couldn't find the files, so we had to strip the audio off of the video track, and unfortunately certain edits weren't made. So I think at the end of the show yesterday, I say on the Sideshow Network, oh wait a minute, on podcast one, something like that. I don't know. Maybe Alex caught it, maybe he didn't. Man. 9 minutes? Okay, subtract. You better subtract it. What is it? 30 seconds. What? What's going on there, but Rudy, I misspooked, said Bobby.
I'm sorry, I misspooked.
That's something else I wanted.
Yes, well, you know, we're doing the best we can, Phil. I don't know what you expect of me.
Because we had more of that bleed through yesterday.
Well, that's not my problem, Phil.
Well, I know, but I'm just letting you know. We had more of that motherfucking bleed through, and if I hear that shit again, I'm going to go, goddamned ape shit fucking...
Your primordial sound.
Yes, well, I don't know, Phil. I think a lot of it has to do with just, you know, whatever. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, 12. That's what causes it right there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Hi. Hey, man. Testing. Yes, we don't, testing. Yes, Phil, I think what's really important here is that we understand more than we know, that we understand that, yeah, see, I like that. I think what's important, Phil, is we all just learn to get along with each other, that we don't turn into animals, you know. And Steve and I think we agree on that, don't we, Steve?
Yeah, I like that idea.
Okay. Come here, baby. Thunder's in the studio tonight. Finally opened the studio up, let Thunder walk around in here. Come here, Thunder. Come here, baby. Come here, baby.
That's a good girl. That's my good girl. Come here, baby. It's okay. Just go ahead. I'm going to show you to the folks here, okay?
There you go. That's a good girl. That's a good girl. This is Thunder. As you can see, she's, this is her first foray here into the, look at her looking around. See, she's just all, wow, look. What's that over there, huh? Looks pretty interesting, doesn't it? Yeah. See, and then over here, yeah. Yeah, what's that thing there? Yeah. Oh, that's the microphone. I think you can hear Thunder purring. She's a good kid, this girl here. And I figure if I can't get a dog, this is the next best thing. What do you think, honey? Huh? What do you think? Pretty interesting. Yeah? So, she's looking at the TV set now. Pretty amazing world, isn't it? When you're just a little cat, you know. Shit like garbage cans is like, wow. Or like a fence, you know, or just a microphone. Yeah, that's pretty interesting, isn't it, honey? Yeah. She just pushed her head right against my nose. See, now, look at it. Are you messing with my glasses? You messing with my glasses? Yeah. It's pretty interesting, man. So there you go, buddy. Okay, honey, I'm gonna let you down now. That's a girl. That's a good girl. Oops. There you go. There you go. There you go. That's a good girl. Okay, buddy? Huh? Yeah, I'm gonna be back. I'm gonna be heading home presently, but I had the show I have to do, darling. Okay, Tuts. I'll be bringing that teddy bear with me when I come home. Yeah, man. La-dee-dee-dee. Now, we have another cat. He only comes occasionally on weekends, but I think he may be coming a lot more. His name's Poncho. You guys have seen Poncho. And they get along, which is a fucking miracle. It's a goddamn miracle. But they get along really well. They hang out really well together. And she could have been a bitch about it, but she's cool. She lets, you know, Poncho, because this is like, you know, her territory is my house. And Poncho's coming from another house, so. But she's cool, and so the two of them are going to hang pretty good. All right. I tell you something, man, I just feel like goddamn shit. I don't know what it is. I'm getting enough sleep. I don't know what the hell it is. All right. Hey, Punch, what are you doing, babe? Come on. Good girl. That's a good girl. All right, Toots. So here's what I need for you to do, man. I got to go move her ass into a safer area. Come here, babe. What movie is this, man? This is insane. Uh, The Long Goodbye, Elliot Gould. Raymond Chandler's Private Eye, Philip Marlowe meets a fun couple in 1970s Los Angeles. This is a pretty fucking cool movie. The Long Goodbye. All right. Well, maybe that's something we'll have to watch later on. What I'm going to do now is make a couple more notes for the show tonight. See what else is happening. Nothing much. I want to thank Mark Maron for having us on his podcast day before yesterday. I was just very, very grateful to be able to go in and sit down and hang with Mark for a few minutes and just, you know, kind of promote some of the stuff, what we're doing and everything like that. And he's a terrific guy, very successful, you know, really admire everything he's been able to do. Also want to thank Henry Rollins for sending me the Gayon Wilson documentary. I used to pronounce it Gahan Wilson. It's Gayon Wilson. Gayon. And that's because that's how he pronounces it. And he would say, you know, a lot of people say Gahan. Some people say Gahan. You know, it's Gayon. And it was a great documentary because it tells the story of Gayon Wilson, a guy that I've thought is a genius since the very first fucking time I ever saw his cartoons. I mean, it's interesting how he stresses in his cartoons the horror images. If you've ever seen Gayon Wilson's stuff, he is along the lines of Gary Larson, only I think far more fantasy like and horror like and darker, you know, way darker than Gary Larson's playful, especially with a lot of the little animal images he uses, even though he's dealing with, in some instances, nuclear war and shit like that. But the whole style of Gayon Wilson is, you know, a lot more goth looking, I guess. So, it never occurred to me. The only thing that occurred to me about him was he was so goddamn funny. It's just fucking funnier than shit. Gayon Wilson's a guy, you've seen his stuff in the New Yorker and in Playboy. I don't know if it's still in Playboy. I think it's still in the New Yorker, and fortunately he's still with us, at least as of the documentary I saw. But I've often quoted one of his cartoons, which shows a man, and it looks like he's behind the bars of some kind of a dungeon. And he's staring through these bars and through this opening at an old lady who is staring at him like this. And there's a plaque underneath him, underneath where. And he's saying to the old lady, "Lady, you got to listen to me. I swear to God, I'm not part of the exhibit." Okay? That's one of them. Another one is I put it on the Twitter feed. It shows this guy sitting on a subway surrounded by the scariest looking fucking people. Ugly, scary, you know, almost monster-like, creature-like looking people. And inside the newspaper that he's looking at, it says, "If you stare at this dot right here, all of these people won't bother you." So this guy's just like staring out of the dot. Like, that's what we do, you know, when we're frightened on public transport or we're scared of anything, you know. You got to go and look his stuff up, but he's brilliant. And I got this documentary that Henry Rollins sent me because I'd, because he's a great guy and a great fan of our show. Some of you guys may be interested to know. I know I'm very proud of that because I think Henry Rollins is a iconoclast and just one of those guys that, you know, sort of takes things and turns it on its head, which I really fucking appreciate a lot. Because what I like to do, you know. So thank you for that, Henry. And makes me start thinking about Gary Larson. But I said something yesterday on Twitter. I said, you know, when the first time I saw Gayon Wilson, who I thought was Gahan Wilson, first thing I remember thinking was, I'm not alone, you know. Do you know that time, if you are kind of weird the way I am, there's a time in life, if you're lucky, where you realize there's a kindred vision somewhere out there that's bigger than you, but shares your point of view entirely. And that's when you don't feel like you're so fucking weird anymore, you know. That's when you realize I'm okay, you know. Here's a guy that's kind of sees things the same way I do. And I got that feeling when I first saw a Gann Wilson cartoon. I got that feeling when I first heard Firesign Theater. I got that feeling when I, you know, I think I got that feeling when I first, I want to say when I first heard Jonathan Winters, I think. And also, and I'm not talking about my comic influences, who were people that I just thought were fucking funny, but they weren't necessarily people who I thought saw things the same as me. You know, like, for instance, Jackie Gleason, who I think was just goddamn funny. But was Jackie Gleason and Phil Hendry, were we the same kind of people? No, I don't think so. He had more in common with my dad, you know. Laurel and Hardy, same thing. Lenny Bruce, same thing. I think Lenny Bruce, I think he's funnier than hell. And he taught me shit. See, cats like that taught me things. You know, Gann Wilson and Firesign Theater didn't so much teach me as they showed me that there's other people who are traveling on a similar track. Who are, you know, there's other people that, okay, you guys, thank Christ, I'm not fucking by myself out here, because, you know, I really see shit in this world that makes me stop and wonder, maybe I'd want to turn around and go back the way I came, you know. But anyway, I don't know what I'm talking about here. I have to break. Z-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T. God damn. Don Drysdale, that's right. We want to find the Don Drysdale. Wait, you hear this. Did you know that Don Drysdale's a singer?
Better yet, tell her roses and lollipops. And lollipops and roses.
Here it is, right here. This is what I was looking for. This is Don Drysdale singing, I swear to Christ.
Give her sunshine in your smile. Give her pleasure.
I'm not kidding.
All the while. Turn her thoughts from clouds of gray. Give her strength to face each day.
Margaret, you're just not making it better.
Is that right? And you are, and who are you again? I know who you are, but what are your qualifications?
Shut up, I'm trying to hear it.
But you mean to shut up?
All else above, don't forget to give
money.
Right.
So anyway, that was Don Drysdale, the pitcher, right? And that was a song that was produced by Jack Nitschke. You may know that name because Jack Nitschke produced a lot of music. Jack Nitschke produced a lot of music back in the 60s, you know, rock and roll, all that shit. Matter of fact, from yesterday's show, that Hawaiian thing we did, Jack Nitschke did the song Lonely Surfer, which sounds more like something out of a, it sounded more like Sam Spence, you know, to me. All right, man. All right. So how about that? Huh? Is that nuts or what? That is, I'm here to tell you, Ed, that just wild. Have you ever heard anything like that, Ed?
No, I'm afraid not.
No, I have not either. And, you'll notice I've perfected my Johnny Carson impression some 15 years or over 20 years now. 23 years, right?
Yeah.
Since I've been on the air, and a number of years since I've died. So you'd think I'd have my Jay Leno. Do I have a Jay?
And I've got a little bit of a Jay Leno. And, you know, I don't like to do impression, but, you know, this is sort of my Jay Leno.
So, you know. I like doing Johnny because, you know, you can say things like, wow, that is wild, isn't it? It's just kooky. All right.
Give her laughter, yeah. And then everything's good. All right. Make sure she smells good all the day. There you go.
I think, you know, when I think of Drysdale, I think, why not? Why couldn't that guy have a good voice? Of course he could have a good voice.
All the day, give her lust, give her sex. Give it to her really good.
I'm joking, I'm sorry. Although, it's kind of what you have to do, isn't it? You know, not that you have to, you could, you know, you have a choice, but that you want to do when you say, okay, never mind. Lady and the Outlaw.
What? What?
That was by the way, Don Drysdale did that song in 1963. It was on Reprise Rec. Well, you saw it. And, I bet you anything. Well, you know, we might get lucky. We might get lucky. We might get, you know, that might be a hit record. And obviously it was not. There was another tune that the Dodgers did. See, that was right after they won the World Series. I think that's why all that shit was happening. And there was another song that was done after that called Let's Go Down to the Crawdad Hole. And that was Maury Wills and Willie Davis and a couple other dudes. I'll tell you right now. You think I'm fucking around? I'm not kidding. What's this? Here it is, 1962, Maury Wills. Think I'm fucking... Don't fuck with me, man.
You get a line, I'll get a full, my honey. You get a line, I'll get a fool, my babe.
What the fuck?
You get a line, I'll get a fool line. We'll meet down to the crawdad hole. Well, oh yeah, sugar, baby mine. What you gonna do when you check it out, my little sweet thing?
Yeah.
What you gonna do when you check it out, my babe?
Yeah.
When you got no liquor, got no chair, no shoes. Who you lay across the beer with your head in the blues? Oh yeah, sugar, baby mine, take a hand.
Look out!
Well, you don't miss water till the well runs dry. Don't miss water till the well runs dry.
So you can look that shit up if you want to.
Don't miss water till the well runs dry. Like you don't miss your man till he says goodbye. Oh yeah, sugar, baby mine. Say, Ham, how about going down to the crawdad hole with me?
Oh, baby, I like that. That's a gas. Yeah.
All righty, I want to take up my friends, too.
That reminds me, Lionel Hampton. Now, that's the other piece of L.A. History and trivia that's kind of interesting. Lionel Hampton was on the Johnny Otis television show. This is a TV show from way back in the day, man. On Channel 5, KTLA, here in L.A. And it was late 50s, and Johnny Otis, the Johnny Otis show, had the Three Tons of Joy. Oh, Christ, you got to see this motherfucker. But he also had he also had Lionel Hampton on as a special guest star, you know. They had the whole show on at one point, and they pulled that motherfucker off. It just breaks my fucking heart. I recognize copyright abso-fucking-lutely. Is this it? This is going to be the Three Tons of Joy here. Wait till you see the Three Tons of Joy, too. But they had the whole goddamn show, man, from Channel 5. Dick Lane did the announcing. Anybody who's an L.A. native, you remember Dick Lane doing the wrestling, right? He did the announcing on Channel 5. Is this?
Mama!
No, this ain't shit.
He's making eyes.
No, that's bullshit. That's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong, man. It's all wrong what you're doing, because that ain't the song. See, they're putting in the wrong video to go along with the song they want to try to jam in there, and it sucks. Fucking ass. God damn it. Where's Johnny Otis, man? Channel 5. This is Hand Jive. Willie the Hand Jive. Recording studio. What? We don't have much time. Fuck. Little Esther, who Johnny Otis discovered. Well, here. Here's what I was talking about.
Thank you, Eddie Veal on the piano, Freddie Harmon on the tenor sax, and Don Johnson on the trumpet, a groovy little boogie. Right now, it's Marie Adams and the Three Tons of Joy with the old favorite, Goody Goody.
Hey, you met someone to set you back on your heels.
Goody.
You met someone and now you know how it feels.
That's right.
Goody.
And don't pretend like you don't like this.
Your heart too.
And don't pretend like you don't think she's hot as fuck. All three of them. So don't even give me that shit.
Now, what do you do?
You love it.
Hey, lie awake and sing the blues all night.
You love
it. And you think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah. You had it coming to you. Goody, goody for her.
Goody, goody for her.
Goody, goody for me.
Goody for me.
And I hope you're satisfied. You're asking you.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Love it.
You gave her your heart too. I gave mine to you. You broke it in little pieces. Hey, how do you do? Hey, and I awake and sing the blues all night.
Goody, goody.
And you think that love's a barrel of dynamite.
back, yeah.
Little goody for me. Your love has been denied. You've been taken for a ride. I know you're satisfied. You rascal, you.
Way to do it there, Marie. And the three tons of joy. How insulting. Here's Johnny Otis. So anyway, Johnny Otis had that show. That was on every I don't know. I don't remember it. I was too young. But when I read this, when I discovered it here on YouTube, I was like, oh, fuck. That's live television, live and local television. And by the way, speaking of Johnny Lionel Hampton, he was on that show because I saw the full episode of that before they pulled it down. Lionel Hampton was appearing in L.A. I guess Lionel Hampton played a lot in the L.A. area at that time. Was he from here? Maybe he was from here. I don't know. All right. So that's it. So what I got to do now, I got to get my Don Drysdale. I got to get my fucking swerve on with Big D. Oh, you bitch. Don't. What happened, man? Fucking computer froze, bitch. Okay, now I got a problem here, man. Okay, there we go. Oh, damn, that pissed me off, man. I don't like that shit. Don't do that to me, man. All right, so I'm going to go over to Don Drysdale.
Olive Garden's all.
Well, you met someone and you decided to, hey, a goody goody. And she said to you that she thinks you're okay. Goody, goody. And Don Drysdale is cool. He's a sexy guy, you fool. All right. Are we ready? Yeah, I think we are, man.